It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week's book is a novel set in a Pennsylvania town torn apart by fracking. Kirk Weichsel reviews Heat and Light by Jennifer Haig.
Heat and Light is Jennifer Haig's third novel about the fictional town of Bakerton, Pennsylvania. It's a place that has lost its mining industry and is trying to find other ways to restore the economy. Not much is possible. As Haig's narrator says of Bakerton, every worthwhile thing has already happened. The town is all aftermath. What do people do when the mines that gave them purpose have shut down? Some search out what will make them feel better. Alcohol, heroin, meth, sex. Their addictions lead to poor health and crime. Those employed are doctors, nurses, addiction counselors, prison officers, bar owners, policemen, pastors. The next generation might go to Penn State or other universities, but will they be financially and emotionally prepared to succeed? Into this downward spiral comes the fracking industry. The novel reminds us that since its statehood, Pennsylvania has been an energy center. There's Drake's Oil Well in Titusville, the coal mines north of Johnstown, nuclear energy at Three Mile Island, and now fracking. As one natural fuel is depleted or becomes too expensive, another takes its place. In Baker Towers, Haig's first novel about Bakerton, the community lived and died together, united by the coal underneath them. Fracking may bring money to some, but not unity. The word fracking, by its nature, suggests separation. While the mines in Bakerton drew upon local labor, the fracking company in this novel imports its laborers from Texas, housing them in makeshift barracks. Bakerton residents may lease their land for drilling, but there's no pride in watching their timber discarded and farmland bulldozed while they wait for the money that may or may not come. And there is unforeseen danger. Companies hire contractors who hire subcontractors. Mining and nuclear energy and fracking are safe. Until they aren't. Bakerton can only benefit from gas drilling. Until wells go bad. Haig has said that Heat and Light is not a novel about fracking. It's about the soul of a community. And when Bakerton residents sign over their gas rights to Dark Elephant Energy, they make a pact with the devil. And Haig moves among more than a dozen main characters involving us in their lives. Heat and Light is Haig's most philosophical novel. And as a good philosopher, she is prophetic. When Lynn Neary of NPR traveled with the author to her Pennsylvania hometown of Northern Cambria, they spotted the first signs of fracking, echoing her fictional story in Bakerton. On the night that Neary's segment aired on All Things Considered, the Cambria County television station announced that the former state prison in Cresson just might be turned into, you guessed it, an electrical generation plant powered by natural gas. If you want to learn how an exceptional writer turns fiction into truth, read Jennifer Haig's Heat and Light.
That book is Heat and Light by Jennifer Haig. It's published by Echo. Reviewer Kirk Weichsel is a professor emeritus at St. Francis University, where he teaches creative writing and literature. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.